This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. J.P. Morgan Chase, the biggest of banks, is reportedly close to paying $6 billion to settle claims by big institutional investors that they were sold junky mortgage-backed securities. Don't confuse this Reuters report with the other settlements the bank's confronting, including the possible $13 billion one with a passel of regulatory agencies. And despite the astronomical sums here, are these settlements Morgan's biggest problem? Marketplace regular Alan Sloan, senior editor-at-large at Fortune magazine, has a theory on that. Morning, Your Majesty.
Good morning, David.
So J.P. Morgan is one of these too-big-to-fail outfits. What's the technical term they like to use in Washington about these?
It's called a SIFI, a systemically important financial institution. And J.P. is a super SIFI. And every time I hear the name SIFI, I think of a communicable financial disease, but that's probably too tasteless for this program.
So regulators have been thinking since the great financial collapse of 2008-2009 what to do with these things. And it's this piecemeal approach to regulation, somehow reining in the biggies so there maybe isn't a bailout in the future. But that process is ongoing and we'll catch up with J.P. Morgan?
They're proposing to require the super SIFIs to have much higher capital relative to their assets than other institutions. And having more capital makes them safer, but it also makes it harder for them to compete. So I think the goal of the regulators is to get these institutions to break up voluntarily in the name of shareholder value. I think that's the game plan, but I don't hear anybody saying that.
So moving forward, that's going to be the existential challenge to an outfit like J.P. Morgan, maybe not even these huge fines that they end up paying.
Right. Well, the fines are only money. The real problem down the road is going to be hanging together as a giant financial institution. We'll come back in a few years and see what happened.
Now, Alan, you're agnostic about whether or not breaking these outfits up is a good idea or not?
Generally speaking, I'm in favor of breaking them up. But let's say we're breaking them up. Instead of having encouraged, say, JP to buy Washington Mutual, Bear Stearns, first we have them buy all that stuff. And then we're saying, you know what, they're too big and they're in too many businesses, so let's break them up. You can bet that no big bank the next time around is going to step up and do anything.
Alan Sloan, senior editor at large, Fortune magazine, thank you for this.
My pleasure, David.